You're recording.
All right, we're recording. We're back in session after break. Let's go back to, we appended section 4, number 5, 2207, in regards to Michael Walker, DVN. Board review, discuss, take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. And we got the printout of that. It wasn't on the cloud.
So he needed 3 hours and he's given us 4 hours.
Right.
I'd say don't do the two session one because I don't know why it's only worth 1 hour. It's two sessions.
I noticed that. Yeah.
But, I mean, can we say any combination of those ones for the 3 hours? Or do we?
We can accept this plan and let him do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it, yeah.
So I make a motion to accept this plan in relation to 2207 for Michael Walker DVN.
Second.
Motion on the floor in a second to accept Dr. Walker's plan. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. So we are back. What are we at? 28. It is an approximate time, so we can go ahead with that. Let's go on to Section 5, number 1, board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2207, Aria Wolf, unlicensed practitioner. And we have Ms. Wolf here, correct? And who is, have we signed the lead to this one? No. Mm-hmm. Is this on your main agenda or the supplement?
It's
on the main. Main agenda. I'm going to go ahead and get Ms. Bray on the phone. So, Mr. Harris, do we kind of use this like?
This is Tracy of the vet board. I'm going to come
to
the board meeting, okay?
Script? We'll get the.
You could, yeah. Or you can just let them know, you know, just generally, there'll be a brief kind of overview and then each party will be given 5 minutes.
If only 5 minutes, I might as well just follow the script and give 5 minutes.
A little bit of discretion.
That way it keeps me under control. All right, so we are on section 5, number 1. And if you read your summary, this was a street to the board.
Yeah.
So quasi treat this like a initial investigative review, right? So everybody's read the summary. And so as we do in the initial investigative reviews, the respondent has the first chance if they would like to address the board for 5 minutes, up to 5 minutes. So please come forward. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Aria Wolf.
Thank you, and you can have up to 5 minutes to address the board.
Okay, I think I wrote a lot in detail about this situation. It's a very unfortunate situation, and it's one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. I don't have anything bad to say about Cabrin at all. We were friends, we were going to be business partners, and I didn't have any malicious intent or financial gain from the situation whatsoever. I just wanted to help her out and her family out. And that's all I wanted to do. I didn't have any experience with canine herpes virus or the other viruses that her female dogs had that she sent to me. This is the first time I've ever had any experience with this. I tried everything I could. I spent thousands of dollars trying to save her dogs and these puppies. And I know that she does ultimately want financial gain from this, and that's exactly why she has tried to extort $100,000 from me. She has also called animal control and tried to do a criminal investigation, which they have already completed and found that I had no wrongdoing. She joined a Facebook group with people who do not like me because, as you all know, I'm a social media influencer, so I have a lot of people that don't agree with me, and this is just something, unfortunately, that we have to deal with. And it's not just me, it's a lot of influencers I've talked to, and I've got a lot of advice from them as to what I can do to go forward, because I don't care if they make videos about me or talk about me or bring me down in any way. I'm a strong person. I just don't like when other people get dragged into it, like you all and my veterinarian and things like that. I just don't think it's right, and I don't think it's fair. So I've been trying to handle the situation as professional as possible. I don't want to spread any lies or rumors or say anything on social media in a derogatory manner. I did try to make videos to express what had happened with the situation, but unfortunately I got threatening text messages from Corbin's husband, so I haven't posted. And I have talked to lawyers, and I have everything in place for that, and so this was just something else that she has done to try to essentially get me fired from my job. But like I said, most importantly, I didn't gain anything financially. I was just trying to help her out. I considered her a friend, and our dogs, you know, we had agreements in place for the dogs. We had co-owned contract in place for the dog that I sent you an example of. I had full permission to do any medical decisions for the dogs that were necessary, and I kept her updated throughout this whole entire time. So yeah, I don't want to say anything bad. I don't have anything bad to say. I'm just really upset with the whole situation, how it's transpired. And now I'm just going to, like I said, just get the legal way, and I want to do everything in the right way.
Thank you, appreciate that. And we have the complainant on the phone. Would you please state your name for the record?
Caitlin Wright.
Thank you. Can I give you up to 5 minutes to address the board?
Okay. I would like to discuss how our Minnesota school convinced me, along with the public. As you all know, she's a public figure. She's very knowledgeable on reading books and services. Along with being a reproduction specialist, canine nutrition, all these different licenses, other than stated, she went to vet school at OSU, and have people refer to her as Dr. Wolf. She 100% had my trust, and I will openly admit that. I was one of her followers, and I believed every word that came out of her mouth. It wasn't until after the baby had passed, I started seeing the truth and all the lies that she told. The fact she self-diagnosed, self-treated, and didn't speak a medium factor, and resulted in all of the human I am was dying in her hands, in her care. It's very disturbing and concerning. Like, it's not normal. She diagnosed baby with an epileptiform the day before she passed. She reassured me she was fine, and all she needed was some antibiotics to clear it up. There was nothing more to it. Baby was fine up until she was dying. When I saw the narcolepsy results, which, by the way, baby didn't die from canine disease, her stomach was empty, insufficient nutrient intake, and that her body had, she used her body fat as the second source of medical experience. I was completely tired. Baby suffered for days before her body was first born and couldn't handle it. She lost all control of her baby. It's also not very hard to know when a very pregnant mom is missing, and when you seek emergency vet care when you're choosing profusely. I took it up upon herself to stop dying of baby in the cost of her life, along with all of her puppies. When I was on the phone with her when baby was actively dying, Aria asked me what I wanted her to do, and I told her to drive to a vet, the nearest vet possible, to get her help. And she chose the path. 15 different beds to get fed them, and she died on the way there, obviously. Moving on to Zoe. I will say that the full canine rescue ordeal, as my dog, as that's what they got from, since she withheld their results for me, they didn't come to my household. As I had Jay, my small chihuahua here at the household with all my other dogs tested, because I knew we were gonna put that back, and she's negative. And I sent his results over. So Zoe had four healthy puppies, and they were doing great until they were dying, just like Zoe. It's very strange she waits until they are actively dying, her care is fading, and she's doing that. August then, again, self-diagnosed my pup, as it started to get downhill. When I asked her to take them to the vet, she told me they're not worth what the vet would even charge her for their life, and she threw out insane amounts, like $9K. And then she said she didn't get paid for her other litters until the following week. So Ari decided to self-treat all my sheep puppies against my better judgment because she has 14 years experience and knows what's best. She treated them with on-hand carbamax provided by Dr. Benman without ever seeing my dog. All four of my pups ended up sleeping and dying. So I have no idea how they died. I asked Aria to humanely cut the last two pups that were obviously suffering in the video she sent me tonight. She then identified them as seeking vet care to put them in an incubator for hours to die because she was out running errands and drinking with a buddy. Aria has asked people to call her Dr. Wolf. Aria has stated she is a vet. With all these specialties in my son, Aria doesn't correct anyone whenever they call her Aria, vet, or Dr. Wolf. Aria has self-diagnosed and treated, and all my animals died in her care because of it. Aria has refused to seek vet care when I phone her back, and she has reassured my animals are fine. She is at fault, and they have named myself along with the public actually believe that she knows what's best, and it's very obvious she doesn't. Aria Wolf is nothing more than a leader and stopped having thousands of people and she's anything more than that. So nobody else is up in the same situation as me and my family have. Along with your whole social media ad, it's ridiculous. And you frightening my family is absurd.
Thank you very much. So we do not have a lead board member on this case. Does anybody have anything they would like to start off with?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes. I will step in here. Do you ever, as part of your blog or whatever, do you ever tell people how to diagnose, test for, diagnose?
No, I haven't been in the veterinary industry since 2014. I have been in retail and I've been in marketing. So I don't, and my social media is public. I don't hide anything. So everything that you could see, they could also see. I don't really, because this has happened already, a board meeting has happened before, and I took that very seriously. So since then I've changed my content a lot. So I only show, most of it's like animal nutrition. So I show people what I feed my dogs. I don't really do any sort of like, because before, like I would show people what calcium oxalate crystals look under the microscope, yes, that kind of thing. But I don't do that anymore because I don't want people to get confused as to like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like ever diagnosing a dog, or I'm just showing people how, like what I used to do when I was back at as a vet tech, which I don't do that anymore because of things like this, because these people that have written into the board, they're not in the veterinary industry whatsoever. So like I had another instance where I took a syringe and I was drawing up some dewormer, which you can buy at Tractor Supply, and the syringe says for veterinary use only on it. And so they screenshot that and they're like, oh, she's pretending she's a vet again. But as we know, all syringes have those on them when you get them from the vet. So it's things like that, like little things. And I did write in my description about the calcium oxalate. I had a friend that already had a co-owned dog that we had, she took an Applewood and it got diagnosed with UTI. So I was like, okay, this is a good opportunity to show people what the crystals look like under the microscope. And I didn't think that was anything wrong with that. But like I said, that was in 2019. I don't do that anymore because I don't want people to get confused as like I'm saying, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And I don't want to be misconstrued in that way. So I don't do that anymore at all.
Do you reference your history with the veterinary industry here in your block?
I just say that I've been in the veterinary industry for a while, and I'm only a hobby breeder. I'm not a vet tech anymore. I was a vet tech ever since I was 16, but I don't do that anymore. And like I said, now I've shifted my focus onto like canine nutrition because that's what I'm passionate about. So I don't, whatever I say in reference to the veterinary industry is I specialize in the breeding of French bulldogs, which I don't say anymore as well because that can also be misconstrued. And then I specialize in canine nutrition, but that's because I hold a certification for canine nutrition through the North American veterinary community. So that's the only...
What's certification through?
It's a canine nutrition coach.
But you said North American veterinary, that's, I mean, what?
The North American veterinary community.
Okay.
It's just like a nutrition certification for like a nutrition coach.
You know those are protected terms that you're using. That's where the problems come in.
Okay.
I have a question. You've held yourself out as a reproductive specialist in
mm-hmm.
the past.
Yeah.
And we have a more recent post saying, imagine being a reproductive specialist and technician with 14 years experience owning and running a practice. Weird, with laughing emojis afterwards.
Owning and running?
Yes. Owning and running a practice, .. Weird, and then three laughing emojis. So are you still holding yourself out as a reproductive specialist?
No.
I
did say that I was specializing in reproduction like for French Bulldogs because I'm a breeder, but like I said, because of the last investigation, I don't do that anymore because I don't want it to be misconstrued.
Real quick,
there's no timestamps.
There's not date stamps on it.
But I want
to go back though with definitions because you keep saying specialist.
Right.
But according to definitions, state definitions, ARS 32-2201, definitions number 20, specialist means a veterinarian who is certified as a diplomat in a particular discipline by a national specialty board mm-hmm. or college recognized by the American Veterinary Medical Association after the completion of additional education and training, an internship or residency passing required examinations and meeting any of the other criteria required by the various individual national specialty boards or colleges. So why do you hold yourself out as a specialist?
So I will not deny that I said that, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize that's what that term meant. And since I was told that from the last time, I stopped saying that because I didn't want it, like I said, to get misconstrued.
But you said it today multiple times.
You said it, yes.
What I was saying was I specialize.
We're getting in the weeds here because that is only referring to veterinary medicine specialist.
Yes, which is?
Which she said nutrition.
Veterinary medicine. No, she says reproductive specialist here. In the post here. That's why I'm clarifying this.
When was the post?
When was the post? I don't have the exact date.
Okay,
post
so we're talking about stuff. That may be beyond this. We have no case here.
But she's still holding herself out as a specialist even today. That's the problem. Is the word?
I hold myself as a specialist in some things.
Reproduction, which is a medicine.
No.
Then there.
Because I only have one child.
Then it doesn't matter what you say. Because a reproductive specialist is a medical specialty. You can't say that. You can specialize in macrame. That's fine. But you can't specialize in
There are PhDs that are reproductive specialists.
No.
Yes, there are.
Not without a
reproductive physiology.
Yeah, you can get in physiology.
It's a PhD.
That's not applied medicine. That's a very different thing.
Okay, I'm just saying you're casting a way too big a net with a specialist deal.
No,
people are allowed to call themselves specialists.
Not a reproductive specialist.
Right.
Reproduction is the operative word here. That's medicine.
Okay. There are plenty of PhDs who can get more things bred than any DVM who would disagree with you.
That doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Doesn't pertain to this case. Doesn't pertain to what we're doing today.
Well,
no,
yes,
we have a complaint. We have a complaint about two dogs.
Yeah.
Or a litter.
It's an unlicensed practitioner. This is all the same thing.
There is no case of unlicensed practitioner.
That's what a C case is. By definition, that's a C case.
I know what a C case is. You don't have any evidence right here. We have a business dispute.
Uh-huh.
A contract dispute.
Yeah, contract dispute, yes.
That has no jurisdiction but for us.
We have an unlicensed practitioner.
We have a co-owner.
We have an owner who can do whatever they want to their dog. Yes, you can. Within reason, yes, you can.
Okay.
Not whatever, but within reason.
Within reason.
So, But we still have her talking about being a specialist today, even in the testimony, and that's why I'm having problems. Because we're still holding herself out as this, which is what the crux of the problem actually is.
Okay, that has nothing to do, okay, so that's a personal problem you have. That has nothing to do with this complaint.
Yes, it does.
This complaint does not, is nothing about her claiming to be a specialist.
This complaint is about unlicensed practice. And that all goes into the same.
Which does not pertain, because there is no unlicensed practice of anything going on here.
It's a C case of unlicensed practitioner.
Okay, you're missing the thing.
No, I'm not, you're missing the
thing. Help me out,
Ask a lawyer.
Mr. Assistant Attorney General.
Mr. Mohey, members of the board, I will say that the information that was presented to you that led to the opening of the C case doesn't pertain to this line of questioning. It was a specific case in which there was co-ownership over some animals and the treatment of those animals and the services that were provided. That's the case that's before you.
And we are in that because of how we're holding ourselves out to present ourselves to other people as having more knowledge and specialty than we do. That's why we're involved in that issue. That's my problem, is we're holding ourselves out to put us on a pedestal here that we shouldn't be on.
Previously there were concerns about how she was holding herself out. And those concerns were addressed. And I don't believe that in the four corners of the complaint that you have before you, that those are issues.
But based on testimony that's given here, we can look into other things. And the fact that we're actually still using that specialist word, that's my problem, is we're still holding ourselves out as an authority figure here.
And maybe there can be a clarification, because we seem to be focused on it, and maybe there was just a misunderstanding of what and how that.
And that's why I want to clarify, because like I said, specialist is not a word that you can use. That puts yourself in a whole different realm of stuff. So don't use that word.
Specific narrow specialist.
Right. This is why.
Right. The word specialist.
That's why
when
you put yourself out there like that, you have to be very, very critical of what words you're using.
I'm not denying that I have said I specialize in reproduction, but like I said, I didn't know that it held that definition, and I was not allowed to say that, and that it would mislead those people. That's why I stopped saying it. I've never said board certified nutritionist, board certified, because that I'm not. I've never held a license, and I decided that's not what I want to do with my future. So I've never said that, and I've also never had anyone or told anyone to call me any doctor of any kind. I've never held a license. I don't want to be that, you know? And if I did, then I would have continued on my education.
But that's what I'm saying, is you have to pick the words, and specialist is a word that should get out of
and
your
And I 100% understand, and that's why, since the last time, I have not done that.
Okay, so,
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of questions specific to the two dogs.
Yes.
Did you ever diagnose and administer medication that wasn't prescribed directly by a veterinarian?
No, and as you can see, I also attached all the veterinary records for these specific dogs and the puppies, because Cabrin is saying that I refused to take them to the vet, but I have produced veterinary records from all of the dogs and all the litters and the necropsy report. And this is the second time this has happened. So the first dog, when she had symptoms of upper respiratory infection, that's what I thought it was, because I don't have any experience. So I said, hey, I think she has upper respiratory infection. She's got an appointment tomorrow. Would you like me to do anything? And she's like, no, she has an appointment tomorrow. That's totally fine. And I thought it was totally fine, because I don't have experience with canine herpes virus or the other virus that showed up in the necropsy. I've never dealt with that before. And I don't know so I'm just going off the basis of what I'm used to. So, when I kept her posted, and I was like, hey, I think this is what's happening, because this is what happened last time. So in my mind, I thought it was the same thing. But regardless,
describing the symptoms.
It was a hang on her bee.
But it's her dog.
Yeah, it's,
she's,
we have common contracts and agreements.
She can
treat her own dog.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And also, I've never been given medication by Dr. Hudman. Like I said, I can provide all of the records that I've ever been. I've spent lots of money there, and I don't even know how to acquire prescription medications outside of a veterinarian. But yes, I did tell her, like, this, I sent her a video of the signs and symptoms. I said, I think this is not a respiratory infection. I think this is what's going on. This is what happened with the last dog you sent me. And I know that upper respiratory infections, because I have experience with it, aren't something that's typically serious. So that's why I sent her the video, and I was like, this is what's going on. This is what the dog looks like. Because I kept her in the loop throughout the whole time. I obviously, any dog that I have babysitting or, you know, breeding, or any of my dogs, I treat them like my own dogs. I've never had an adult dog like pass away in front of me, and it was very traumatizing. And I kept her posted the whole time. I sent her videos, and I've already sent proof of that too. There's no reason, I don't have any gain to like do any of this. Like, it was very heartbreaking for me. And then having to go through all this and reliving it and watching the videos is just, it's a lot to deal with. I have never had experienced anything like this before in my life.
It's a lot for you to deal with.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Hang on,
you had your 5 minutes, and all Ms. Wolf has been doing is answering a question. When we ask you a question, then we'll ask for a response. But this isn't a back and forth debate. The 5 minutes are up for both of you. And the board is deliberating on what we're gonna do. So, chairman is gonna take the initiative since nobody else has yet. And I am going to move that we dismiss this C case. It is a civil business matter over contract dispute. And there's nothing here for us to do anything if it's under our purview or jurisdiction. So Dr. Byrne, quit daydreaming and second my motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Tell me I'm wrong. Not you.
No, you're right in relation to that portion.
That is a separate issue, yeah. Definitely.
The ownership,
animals are property, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. You can treat your own parent pets. And I don't want to get into the intricacies of what co-owner means. Does it require
approval? It has nothing to do with us.
That's not us.
I mean, that's a buyer beware.
Yeah, that's
getting
not
into
us.
A contract, maybe they shouldn't have gone in.
That's not us. But the concern about the unlicensed practice of
still holding ourselves out and using these words and terms.
3 million followers to believe that, you know. That
how do you know what she led those to believe? How do you know what those 3 million people believe?
From what she's put out.
In the past or this case? Because the past doesn't matter. The past is done. We are looking at this one case, not what's happened in the past.
No.
All right.
But the testimony that just happened, even though it's in the past, it was 10 minutes
ago. Okay, so she said the word specialist.
That's what I'm saying.
But I use the word specialist. I believe it or not, a specialist in a lot of different things.
Okay, what relationship
is it? But I do not
what relationship
have,
medicine?
Have, unless they have a license for each one of those different
what
things.
What relation to medicine do you call yourself a specialist in?
It's not related to medicine.
Then you're not, then that doesn't
it's not medicine.
A conversation.
Nobody can be a specialist if it's not medicine?
You can be. This is
okay,
reproductive
that's
specialist.
What I'm saying.
Reproductive specialist. That's
where that's what
the
I'm
crux
saying.
Of the matter. Like I said, you can be a specialist in macrame, and I don't care. I'll buy you a gift certificate to Joann's Fabrics, whatever. But when you say reproductive
since
specialist,
brag,
something
since
in medicine,
I don't brag, I'm not going to tell you that I'm a reproductive specialist.
There you go. But you can't say that. You cannot hold yourself out to something you don't legally have. That is a protected term, and that's well, you can't just be a social media influencer and say,
so
hey, I'm this just to try
so
and make yourself look important.
You're
and that's what I want to make sure that we know is you cannot say these words.
Yeah.
You can say the specialist is a word that's out there for everything, but when you look at medicine, that is not out there for everything. You can't just go around calling yourself something or reproductive specialist. You cannot do that. But you can call yourself a specialist in anthills, whatever, I don't care. You want to be an epidemiologist or
entomologist.
Thank you, entomologist.
Yeah.
You can do that, I don't care. But that's not medicine,
see,
that is
the
not
the entomologist would be very upset with you
for
saying that.
Then they go to their board. But when you're a reproductive specialist, that's why we make sure we're using the right terms.
So we have a motion on the floor to dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
And a second. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for participating on the phone. You made that really, really...
No, I did not make anything complicated.
You drug that on. And it's longer than that.
No, I did not. That needed to be said. That needed to be said.
All right, so we are...
Yes, it is active.
At our time for our next one up here. Do we need to get anybody on the phone for this? Next one? Did I hear a beep beep, or did we lose somebody?
That was the woman hanging up.
Okay. All right, so we are on section four, number six. 20107 in regards to Aaron Hispich, DBN. Quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, take action on information presented, including updated information pertaining to self-report pursuant to ARS 3208A. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please both state your name for the record.
Aaron Hisrick.
Flint Carey, counsel for Dr. Hisrick.
And Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yeah. Ready to yell at me?
good thing you. Never mind.
So we're here.
I have a good one though.
So this is mainly around the self-reporting thing, right, Victoria?
It's her
quarterly appearance.
Okay. So it just happened at the same time. No, I know. I just didn't know because there's nothing pertinent other than the self-report at this point, from what I'm seeing.
That would be up for you to decide.
Okay. That's what, I just want to make sure I wasn't missing anything big. So thank you for being here.
Yes.
So, there was a incident, which is still kind of working its way through the system, it looks like.
It's actually been resolved.
Oh, has it? Okay.
It was charged just as an A1, which is impaired by a substance. Mm-hmm. They didn't charge the A3 because she did have scripts for both of those. It was resolved as a reckless.
Okay.
So not as a DUI at this point.
Okay.
And that was what I had thought. That's generally when a case is not brought with the A3 as a illegal prescription. Mm-hmm. They will often resolve it as a reckless because it really doesn't rise to the level of DUI.
Yeah, because this is more an adverse reaction to the medication as opposed to deliberately taking something and doing something.
That's exactly right.
And because it's resolved, she doesn't, she can answer questions about the case, and so she's open to questions on this. I know sometimes we get stuck where we're waiting for criminal charges to resolve. This is resolved, so you should feel free to ask your questions. Okay.
When you say resolved, was the charge completely dismissed?
It was not. She took a plea to a reckless driving, but that is, it's a resolution in the sense, just to clarify, that the case has reached its conclusion.
I understand. For this consent agreement, does it include the standard phrase of complying with all local, state, and federal laws?
I would imagine so, but I believe
the language is in relation to VET, but it...
I don't think it narrows the scope.
I'll pull that up just to be sure.
This always kind of goes back to also like intent and stuff too, in my opinion. I mean, did we actually, because it was the baclofen was the problem?
Yes.
And that's a, he's baclofen, that's a muscle relaxer?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was that a new medication or something you've been on before or what?
I had been on it before, but I had never taken it at the same time as the trazodone.
Oh, okay, so it was a combination there.
Correct.
And then you went out driving, because you were heading home then, is that what it was?
Correct. I was in Flagstaff and was headed down to Camp Verde to meet my parents.
Okay. So I mean, complying with the laws, I think that it's got to be in there. I'd have to look at
it. I found that.
Yeah, I found it. I agree with Board Member Solomon on how it's written.
Yeah.
Did you want to read it, or?
Yes, respondent shall obey all laws/rules governing the practice of veterinary medicine in this state and obey all federal, state, and local criminal laws. Mm-hmm. Respondent shall report to the board within 10 days any misdemeanor, felony, arrest, or conviction.
Yeah.
Did we meet the reporting requirements, Victoria?
Yes.
No.
We talked about that at the January meeting, right? Because she was out of the country.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you for refreshing my memory. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, even though it's, there's a charge here and a conviction, I guess it would be?
It would be a conviction for reckless.
I don't think it's a willful violation of anything where, I think we tried to adhere to stuff and it was just an adverse reaction.
Read the last sentence again.
Okay. Respondent shall report to the board within 10 days. That was the last sentence.
Okay.
The one before? Respondent shall obey all laws/rules governing the practice of veterinary medicine in this state and obey all federal, state, and local criminal laws.
So this was civil, right? Or criminal?
This would be criminal. She was charged with.
Okay. Yeah. Don't help yourself.
Let's not say.
And if this was an illicit drug, if this was.
Yeah, I do have a duty of candor to the tribunal and under our ethical rules, and I certainly can't let you proceed without it being. But it is criminal, but it was resolved as a lower level matter, a class 2 misdemeanor.
Yeah. Yeah, and if she was taking her friend's baclofen or other medications or getting off the street or shooting up heroin and then getting behind the wheel, I think it's a different story. Here, it was a prescribed medication, just had a weird reaction with another medication and resulted in a criminal charge and conviction, which is unfortunate, but I don't think the spirit of that violates the consent agreement, in my opinion.
And how would you know it was going to happen until you did?
Yeah. It's only legal if you get caught.
Well, that you could say that about injecting heroin. I mean,
that's not a prescribed, that's not legal.
I get what you're saying, but yeah,
Some legal opium.
With or without the cocaine.
Right.
But yeah, I get what you're saying, but I think the circumstances don't make that a, even though it's a violation, it's not a violation in my mind, just because it was more an accidental thing from prescribed medications, which were legally prescribed, and as opposed to anything else. I mean, it's kind of like someone taking cough medicine and getting drunk off of that. That's what kids are doing nowadays, apparently.
I know.
Or, well, maybe that was 20 years ago.
Used to be, yeah. We're a little out of here.
Not that I ever did that, but God, I can't even stand the taste of that stuff. But I mean, so that's a different story because it's a prescribed medication. So yeah, I personally, I appreciate you doing this, but I don't see a violation here. And it's all settled, so we don't even need any further follow-up at this point for that. I know Ms. Solomon has some comments, though. I see it in her gritted teeth.
So. It's just that we didn't provide for any leeway. These are this is a very absolute statement. We haven't been given any wiggle room, in my opinion, but I would defer to counsel, since I'm not an attorney. Just my older sister was a judge. But to me, it's very specific and clear, and doesn't give us any latitude, Mark.
I can respond.
You know what, maybe, can we go into executive session?
I'm gonna make a motion that we go into executive session to see.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh yeah.
Aye. 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 Aye.
Pose.
I'm voting multiple times.